Let's move on to agenda item number five. Mr. Kenneth Campbell. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Commissioner Bull, members of the commission. The commission will be serving as the local wetlands board for the city of Chesapeake today as they no longer enact the tidal wetlands ordinance in the Code of Virginia. Mr. Campbell is requesting authorization to grade and lower existing tidal wetlands, remove existing intertidal rubble, install a new portion of a riprap revetment, and create vegetated wetlands at 3904 Parkway Road, situated along the western branch of the Elizabeth in Chesapeake. So quickly, a vicinity map of the location. Here's an aerial of the site. This is Mr. Campbell's private pier. The site of the proposed work is denoted by the red circle, and this point of land is also on Mr. Campbell's property. This is the plan view drawn. It's quite busy, but within the red circle, please note here's the private pier, his point of land on the opposite side of the waterway. There is a canal that runs up to the northwest behind Mr. Campbell's property and serves about four or five properties. In recent years, these canal front owners have expressed concerns to the Corps regarding the narrowing of this canal mouth between the pier and the existing upland point. The applicant and the Corps have worked on this plan for some time, and now the proposal is to grade existing wetlands and remove intertidal rubble and reconstruct a more landward riprap revetment. This is not considered dredging, but a lowering and a widening of the wetlands area to match the conditions previously existing when the pier was permitted by the Corps in 2008. It's a little bit closer of the plan view. This is the pier. This area here that's hatched is the wetlands area that will be lowered. This is a portion of the rubble revetment existing that will be slid landward to connect into the existing revetment. So basically what is proposed is a lowering of the shallower spit that continues to form wetlands between the pier and the point, making it problematic for the upland canal users to access the river. This is a cross section of the area. Note the yellow line here. You can't read this, but that says new intertidal elevation. This area here is the existing elevation with some of the rubble shown. This will all be lowered. Again, this is not dredging, this is excavated. This will not be lowered to low water. This will just be a lower wetlands area to provide better access for the canal users. A couple of site shots quickly. This is a ground shot looking from the pierhead landward. Note the stakes. This is the most southern limits of the excavation of the lowering of this wetlands area here. These stakes up here will be the new riprap revetment. This rubble will be removed. This is from the pier on the landward side. This is the area to be excavated. Again, we're lowering it to try and match the adjacent river bottom elevations and the canal bottom elevations. These stakes here will be the new formed riprap revetment in a more landward condition. And a last ground shot from the applicant's yard. Again, the goal, once complete, is to deepen and widen this thoroughfare for canal users, similar to what existed when the pier was originally proposed and approved and constructed. As this is a wetlands process, and the city of Chesapeake no longer abides by the ordinance, staff held a public hearing on June 7th. We received no objections at the hearing or through the public and agency interest review. The applicant, his representative, and one neighbor attended the hearing. Quickly, our summary is this is somewhat different from most projects we receive that propose impacts to tidal wetlands, but ultimately this is an effort to improve navigation for existing canal front properties that are having difficulties accessing the river. There are no net tidal wetlands losses with the project, only wetlands conversions, with a small gain in jurisdictional wetlands on the landward side of the revetment. Overall, staff is supportive of the project and recommends that it be permitted. We do, however, recommend a permit condition that the contractor excavate the existing intertidal area only during low water conditions when the bottom substrate is exposed. I'll be glad to answer any questions. Both the agent, engineer, and applicants are here today as well.
Thank you, Justin. Are there questions from the commission? I have one quick question. Did I hear you correct? This would result in a net increase in tidal wetlands in our jurisdiction?
Yes, sir. This area here will be the new revetment that will connect into existing portions, but an area behind it on the landward side will be lowered to an elevation that is legally defined jurisdictional wetlands.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Erskine.
So what will be the proposed or the achievable water depth that they're looking for in that area?
The water depth will be just below, this is high, it's hard to read, this is mean low. So the grading will be very little here, it'll be about a half a foot lower than the mud substrate that's shown in some of the ground shots. And it'll maintain its depth to the new revetment. The anticipated or the goal is to maintain about an 18 to 20 foot thoroughfare here of about approximately a half a foot lower than the mud you see here. So it will not be, it still will not be a low water channel.
Right.
It still will not be considered navigable at low tide, for example.
Right.
But it will be lower to mimic the conditions that existed when the pier was originally approved.
Okay.
This spit is growing wetlands is what's happening. Normally we like to see that. In this particular case, it's not beneficial to the property owners in the canal.
Sure. Okay, thank you.
Mrs. Kellen.
Can the equipment used access the site by land, or would it be a barge?
By land. The access way, this is the, it's noted as vehicular access tracks here. As I mentioned earlier, Mr. Campbell owns a point of this property on the opposite side, so the equipment will come in from the opposite side and sit on that point. And after that work is accomplished, that area where the equipment sits will be converted to the jurisdictional wetlands as well.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Is the applicant present or represented? Mr. Campbell? Could you come forward, please, sir? I need to swear you in. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Please state your names for the record.
My name is David Kledzik. I'm a engineer.
Welcome,
with Marine
sir.
Engineering. Yes, sir.
How you doing? I'm Ken Campbell. I'm the applicant.
Welcome, Mr. Campbell. Big question is, what do you have to add that staff hasn't presented, or is there other things that you want the commission to know?
I'd like to say on behalf of my client here that we listen to the staff. I've worked with Mr. Worrell on this project, met him out there on several occasions. We've worked through all the details. Everything that he said here, we are in agreement with. Erskine, I'm so sorry.
Yes, sir.
To answer precisely your question, the elevation will be lowered to a minus 0.5 nav date, and so that will still be above mean low water, but it'll just be basically we're shaving off the hump to be equal on both sides. So it's the accreted area that is just being lowered slightly to minus 0.5 NAVD 88.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Franz.
Yes. How long did it take this little point or this hump to...
The pier was put in 08.
And it was a clear passage through then?
15 foot, yes, sir.
And maybe I can ask the engineer, do you foresee this coming back in a few years, 10 years?
I believe this is a dynamic... inlet, and I believe that just by removing it won't stop it from reforming. However, I believe that it will certainly provide some relief in the meantime.
Any other questions from the commission? That wasn't that hard, was it? Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either in favor or in opposition? Anybody? Last call. Thank you, gentlemen. The public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Erskine.
I just have a question of staff, if I can. It looks like it's mud bottom, I think, clearly there. But are there shellfish resources in there? Is it private or public ground, or is it?
Well, all of it's landward of low water, so there would not.
Oh, everything you're talking about.
It wouldn't be state-owned property.
Okay. Thank you.
And the staff recommendation, again, please, Justin.
Is to approve it as proposed with the condition that the contractor only excavate at low tide conditions. When the bottom is exposed.
I make a motion to approve staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine, second by Mr. Minor. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously, and the project is approved.